We are 2 months and 2 days out from the presidential election. Polls showing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton close to each other nationwide and, of course, here in North Carolina. Where do things stand? What do we have to watch out for? Joining us now on the air is Ashley DeSena, Orange County Conservative. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And what are we talking about today? The alt-right,
the alt-right.
Right? The alt-right. You all wanted to hear about this. So,
yeah.
Okay, so... So we're following the presidential campaign. We've got Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Both Republican and Democratic parties are big tent parties, so many different individual groups and factions within them. But one of the ones on the right within the Republican Party, for better or worse, that's getting a lot of press and possibly a lot of influence this year is something called the alt-right, which is brand new, unless you've been on Twitter, in which case it's like 3 years old, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of new, kind of not. Depends on what sources of media that you're, you know, plugged into, I guess. If you get a lot of your stuff online or on social media, then you may have known about the alt-right before Hillary Clinton's speech. So it was about a couple of weeks ago about the dangers of it.
And these are, this is a lot of, I guess, Milo on Breitbart, for better or worse. A lot of people on Twitter, 4chan, Reddit. A lot of it's really internet based. A lot of it is.
Yes.
At least the community is.
Definitely YouTube as well.
Oh, yes.
We
can blame the internet for all of this.
Basically. I mean, it's basically an online community.
Yeah. So what is it?
I think that it's better defined by what it's not than what it is.
Okay.
And it's definitely it's anti-globalist.
Yes.
I think it's you could fairly call it anti-feminist. Anti, you know, left-wing feminism. But I think that it's. Well, it's pro-European, Western civilization.
Western civilization, right.
But its basis is that the most important part of identity and identity politics is really what it's all about, is race.
Yes.
So everything is based really on race.
Yeah. So I was looking up a whole bunch of articles on this to semi-prepare. So and the concepts that keep coming back and back are white identity, Western civilization, which I guess equals white identity in the minds of a lot of these guys.
I think they can be used interchangeably to an extent.
They don't necessarily have to be, but I think in this case – they're often used interchangeably.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely a focus on race, which means anti-globalism, anti-multiculturalism, anti-immigrant, anti-refugee, anti-people coming in, anti-people who have come in already who aren't necessarily white.
Well, I think that they, you know, they're sort of ideal world is one where nations exist with an ethnic basis.
Yes.
With a racial basis.
And there's clearly demarcated borders, like separating this group from that group and this group and that group.
So they're totally fine with people, what's the word? Self-determination.
Yes.
Where, you know, whatever kind
basically.
Of group that can have their own nation because they think that diversity plus proximity equals war.
Right.
So they're strangely enough, as alarming as it may sound, I think they're actually sort of peaceful for the most part. They just kind of want to have a place to do their own thing and be left alone and let everybody else do the same thing.
I think it's not peaceful as so much as peaceful if. Like peaceful if you give us our own space, but if there's a mixing, then there's going to be a clash.
I think that's fair. Yeah. That's fair to say. Yeah.
And the problem is, and I think this is the problem with any like there's like within nationalism, there's sort of political nationalism and ethnic nationalism. There's the like identity politics. There's race, and then there's sort of the political nationalism that we get from like the Constitution and adherence to American values and ideals and traditions and institutions, which are at least theoretically accessible to anybody. And the ethnic nationalism is based on we need these clearly demarcated lines and homogeneity within each of these borders, which never exists, which is the problem. So you're always going to have conflict, unfortunately.
Right. No, I think it is kind of an idealistic worldview.
Yeah.
I mean, as you said, I consider myself, you know, sort of a nationalist, but not an ethnic nationalist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I hear them talk about nationalism, you know, I think, you know, oh, well, I am a nationalist, but I'm also American. And
yes,
I believe in the idea of America, mm-hmm. which to me is, you know, political, social, economic liberty.
Yeah.
That's
and as
what
soon as you're saying idea,
means.
Like, that's a form of nationalism, which is not ethnic.
Right,
I
guess. Yeah. So I base my understanding, how I see the world, is through ideas rather than some sort of genetic basis, I guess. And
right.
so that has these folks, the alt-right, they've somehow taken mainstream conservative, what they call, you know, establishment conservative, that the conservatives have sold out the party to the, you know, multiculturalist, globalist, mm-hmm. and left-leaning, you know, Democrats or the leftist parties, because this also exists all across Europe, too.
Right,
there's
right.
also their own alt-rights over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that are allowing immigrants in and refugees and all this sort of thing. And that the way to resolve this is to rely on race realism, something that they call race
yeah.
realism.
That's one that I hadn't heard. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't sympathize with some of the things that the alt-right promotes. Like, I think that it's okay for somebody to just question, you know, are there biological differences between the races? I think that that's perfectly up, you know, open to inquiry.
Man, the phones are ringing off the... I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I mean, but I don't see why that would be controversial. I mean, you're able to identify skeletons by race based on, you know, how they certain characteristics. I don't know. Watch episode of Bones. Apparently, this is possible. But so
I think I think the problem with like trying to demarcate between races is that there's invariably the blurry line. So once you start digging deeper and deeper and deeper, you realize that like the line between this race and that actually doesn't really exist,
right.
and it's just a spectrum more than anything else.
Right. But I mean, even if that were true, I don't really care what race you are, because to me the way I break down the world is, do you want to be free or do you want to be unfree? And there are a lot of people who want to be unfree, and I will never understand why, but that's the way it is. And I think that's the most important part of a person's identity that informs, you know, how they go through life and how they either go along or come into conflict with me and how I want to live my life. So, you know, I don't care, because it's just the way I would like to fix all of our problems is to double down on freedom, essentially, because then that would allow the best people to rise to the top. You know, you either adapt or die. I don't care what race you are. And I don't mean literally die necessarily,
right,
but
right,
just
right.
to, you know, adapt or become irrelevant. But they really think that that's all a bunch of junk that has been passed down. For all their pro-Western, they really don't like the Enlightenment heritage.
Right.
You know, the John Locke, Hume, you know, all those.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what Western civilization they're reading and listening to.
They love to go back to Roman civilization. They go all the way back there, because they feel like, and this is another thing I don't quite understand, they feel like there's been this Jewish influence over the conservative movement, or just America in general, or Western nations in general, that have led them down the wrong path. I mean, one thing I've heard them say is that, you know, America does not have a Judeo-Christian heritage. It has a Christian heritage. And Judeo-Christian was something that they made up in the late 19th century when all of these Eastern European Jewish immigrants were coming in, and they wanted to make it one big melting pot. Well, you know what? I totally believe that stuff like that can be made up for the sake of assimilating immigrants and making them feel like they're part of America. But, you know, I don't really care yeah. whether it's Judeo. Well, I mean, obviously the roots of Christianity are Jewish,
Judeo, right.
Which is how
like,
I've always thought
of it. Same people who like
it.
Want to put the Ten Commandments up in the right. in the public square, and then they want to draw this line between Jewish and Christian. I'm like, no, the Ten Commandments yeah. are in the Torah. Okay, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I mean, but then that also leads you to an interesting questions I haven't heard any of alt writers resolve reliably, which is why. Do they like Israel because it's a state based on ethnic,
right.
ethnic criteria, but it's but they don't like the Jewish lobby as they call it,
yeah.
and its influence spread around the world. So it's there are a lot of contradictions that exist within the movement. I sympathize with some of it, in that some of them. Like Milo Yiannopoulos are just sort of like having fun and raising questions. I mean, they're very anti-political correctness. So,
yeah.
I can enjoy that part of it. I don't think that, I think national boundaries are important and that you just can't have an open border. But at the same time, it's the drawing lines based on race. I think that it's sort of actually short-term thinking, and that their lack of respect for laissez-faire economics, which they definitely put down, would lead to just a stagnant existence because there's no vitality. They reject egalitarian outlook, but yet they want homogeneous society,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand how they can coexist.
Yeah.
So it's like they want a lot of conflicting things.
Every time I think of Milo, I think like, oh yeah, he says he's having fun and poking holes and things. It's like, yes, but so did the Joker in The Dark Knight. Like, I'm pretty sure they've got the same. I just want to see the world
yeah.
burn philosophy, and I'm pretty sure they're attacking the same people as well.
Yeah. Well, to an extent, I mean, I know that Hillary Clinton named and NPR and other, I would say, left-leaning news sources have identified Milo Yiannopoulos, Breitbart as guardians of the alt-right movement.
I think Milo would claim that title for himself as well.
No, actually, he's like, he sympathizes with them, and he... gets on with them, and he's certainly been on their shows or whatever, but can collaborate with people on the alt-right, but I don't know if he would accept the mantle of some kind of yeah. alt-right leader. But he does overlap in some ways. Like, he's he's British. He's seen a change in British culture, and as a gay man living in Britain, he's fearful of what he sees as homophobic immigrants coming from the Middle East, and concerned about his safety, and so he sees himself as trying to warn America that could happen here too. So they do have some things in common, but the alt-right itself is more. If you look into something like InfoWars, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. Online, I don't recommend looking at 4chan unless you're really brave.
I don't recommend looking, yeah.
But, but
at this point, I'm not sure I would recommend looking at the internet. Period.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Like Breitbart, I wouldn't put at the helm of the alt-right movement. I think it's less popular than that. I think that the point, though, of Hillary's speech about the dangers of the alt-right was just to appeal to conservatives who feel disaffected by
right.
the Trump candidacy, and she wants to bring them in. She wants to scare them away from Trump.
Yeah.
And
this is the question, because like we were talking about the alt-right, it's racialist at the very least, and
yeah.
you could probably go and say that a significant amount of it is pretty racist. You can, there's so many problems with it. It strikes at, I mean, it's not a new thing. Like, there has been this racialist definition of American identity going all the way back to the beginning. So it's not like it's brand new, but it's definitely
sure.
at odds with the idea of America as an idea and nationalism or patriotism on that basis, which I think we all want to promote over the other thing. But how powerful is it? Like, how powerful is it? How strong is it? How central is it to the Trump campaign? And then the larger question, like, whether or not you ascribe this to Donald Trump, if he wins, is this emboldening that movement in a bad way?
I think his candidacy has emboldened the movement. I don't know how much attention Trump pays to them, but
they certainly pay attention to him.
They do. I mean, the alt-right, writers and YouTubers that I've come across really like Trump. They think that he's not perfect, but he's...
I agree with them on that.
Cultural. He's the only, cultural presidential candidate that they've seen since Pat Buchanan, who they also... favor. But it will exist whether Trump becomes president or not. I think that his policies that if he does become president, that they will probably come up against, smack up against a wall when Trump doesn't do all of the things that he is promising now.
But
with
they like
immigration.
The wall. They want the wall.
Oh, well, that wall.
That wall.
That wall. They'll definitely help with. But I don't think that it's going to. Well, I think that Hillary ascribed more influence than it really has. I think that mainstream conservative thought is still more libertarian economically and socially than the alt-right. And I don't see it gaining more influence over the American conservative movement as a whole, at least not right now. But there are trends that are happening, like, the decreasing percentage of the white population in America, mm-hmm. that I think could stoke, similar ideas in the future.
Which is why I have to ask: Are you saying you think that's true, or are you saying you hope that's true about the waning power of the alt-right? Or the non-power of the alt-right?
Well, I think it will always exist, but I don't think that it's going to become, the platform of a major political party, not in the near future. I think that maybe a generation from now it could.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people on the left? And I know, like, Hillary Clinton made the speech, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, a week or
yes,
so, or something like that? Yeah, but, I mean, she wasn't the first one. Like, there are people who look at the Republican National Convention this year, the fact that Donald Trump gets the nomination, and whether he is on the alt-right, he's certainly making arguments that appeal directly to them, mm-hmm. On purpose or not, and the fact that sort of mainstream Republicans are getting primary challenges and things like that, and there are a lot of people on the left who say, not it's going to happen in the future, but it's already happened. Like, whether this particular movement is a small group of people, the ideas have already sort of moved their way into the platform in a really significant degree. What would you say to that?
Well, I think, when I say that...
This is the last question. We got to let you go in a second.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that when I say that, I don't think it will have a major influence, until maybe a generation from now. I'm guessing just that politics is going to lag behind society. But I think that Trump has tried to mimic the concerns of the white working class and has brought white identity politics into the presidential race in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. But I don't think that it's going to... I think that we're still going to move in a direction that is more accepting of people culturally. There'll always be a backlash. But I don't see this, increasing diversity in our society changing anytime soon, whether, the alt-right likes it or not.
All right. Ashley Descend, Orange County Conservative. We got to let you go, but thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.